In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, 15 March today. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Big day for Russia and the Trump White House today. 6 months and a couple of days ago, you might remember, Congress passed and the president signed something called the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, CATSA for short, part of which called for sanctions on Russian organizations or individuals over interference with the 2016 elections in this country. Today, the Treasury Department imposed those sanctions on 19 people and 5 Russian companies, and also the United States joined Britain, Germany, and France in blaming Russia for a nerve gas attack in the UK that left a former Russian double agent and his daughter in critical condition in a British hospital. As Marketplace's Stephen Beard starts us off from London, the British government has expelled 23 Russian diplomats and launched a package of retaliatory financial measures.
With permission, Mr. Speaker, I would like to make a statement.
In Britain's Parliament, Prime Minister Theresa May blamed the Kremlin directly for what she called the brazen and reckless use of an illegal Russian-made chemical weapon on British soil. Among her retaliatory measures, a curb on the flow of people and goods coming into Britain from Russia.
We will increase checks on private flights, customs and freight. We will freeze Russian state assets wherever we have the evidence that they may be used to threaten the life or property of UK nationals or residents.
May also promised a British version of the US Magnitsky Act, freezing the assets of individual Russians implicated in human rights abuses and denying them visas.
There is no place for these people or their money in our country.
A welcome but belated stand, as far as some observers are concerned. Anne Applebaum, a Pulitzer Prize-winning expert on Russia, is a long-standing critic of Britain's toleration of Putin's cronies.
Russians keep their money, their wives, their children, their property in this country and in Western Europe. Ending the money laundering that Russia does through here, enforcing our own laws, all of that could make an enormous difference.
Critics say Britain has been shameless in courting Russian cash. The London Stock Exchange recently accepted a listing from Oleg Deripaska, an oligarch close to Putin. Some of the proceeds from the share sale went to a Russian bank subject to sanctions. British intermediaries have made millions out of deals like this. Former Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski thinks that such financial links may have been a factor in the decision to authorise the nerve agent attack.
I think President Putin is wagering that Britain is so hooked on Russian money in London that the response will be muted.
The British government says it's learned its lesson. It will crack down. Security Minister Ben Wallace makes a startling admission about successive British administrations.
We have allowed the City of London's reputation as a centre for world finance to be exploited by some pretty nasty individuals who have used illicit money flows to clean it or invest it.
But where should Britain draw the line? The theme song of the Chelsea soccer club owned by Roman Abramovich, another oligarch close to Putin. Russian money is embedded in Britain, and vice versa. The giant UK oil company BP has a huge stake in Russia, deriving a third of its production from there. Philip Warman is a political risk analyst.
There are UK companies in Russia, BP, that are possibly vulnerable to counter-sanctions, and we know that the Russian parliament is preparing what it calls mirror measures.
This crisis comes at a difficult time for Britain's financiers. Thanks to Brexit and the possible loss of access to the European Union, they will be eager to keep their markets wide open to the rest of the world. Shutting up shop, even to dodgy Russians, won't be popular in Britain's financial centre. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
One more Russia thing before we move on. The New York Times reported today special counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records of the president's businesses, which are, it should be said here, officially being run by his sons. No idea what's in those documents, but traders were not thrilled at the news. They took the edge off their Dow rally when it broke. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.